This is Tessa from Brave Radar, and you're listening to Dunkin' Donuts on CITR.
Hey, it's about noon, and you're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, coming to you from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people. And a little bit of an experimental start to the show. Not that experimental, I don't know, whatever. An unusual start to the show. My sweetie, Anna, was recently performing a song on the piano, and there was something about the structure of it that felt very contemporary pop. Not that contemporary. Anyways, the thing that it reminded me of, even though it was written hundreds of years ago, was Paul Anka's Diana. There was something like about the note structure. Anyways, you know, it's a radio show on college radio. You can play what you want. So I was really taken by those two songs back to back. And so I did it. So at the top, we heard Sonatina Op 36, number 4 in F major by Clemente, and that was performed by Balzac Solokai. And then after that, we heard Paul Anka from 1957 with his single Diana, a refreshing May-December romance written from the male perspective. Good for you, Paul Anka. On today's show, have a preview of Lucy Dacus' show happening next Tuesday. Some new music from Salt and Men I Trust. And we're going to start off with a band that I'm very excited about, that I really am enjoying this new EP. It's a group from Oakland, California called Flex TMG, or Flex the Music Group. And it features Hannah D'Amato, who also plays in Fake Fruit and Divorcer, and a guy named Rabbi Miller, who I don't know of. But they have their album up on Bandcamp. It is priced quite expensively, so I think they're hoping you'll buy the record, which is much more reasonably priced, as $16. It's just really great no-wave dance music in the style of, say, ESG or the Delta 5. It's a lot of fun. So we're going to start off with the lead track. This is called Burn This Town, and this is Flex TMG. Here we go. I have rearranged.
Like it's cement. The trio's on the dump, the anguish wanted to try out DJing? Do you like karaoke? What about just hanging out? Well, lucky for you, we have just the event. The Vancouver Black Library is having an event at the Hatch Art Gallery, which is located in the AMS Nest. With open decks for people to try out DJing, there will be karaoke if you want to show off your skills, and there will also be snacks. This event is happening November 10th from 6 to 10:30 p.m. Entry is by donation, and everyone is welcome. If you want to find out more information about the Vancouver Black Library or this event, you can go to their Instagram page at Van Black Library. If you identify as trans, two-spirit, gender diverse, or questioning, you're invited to participate in a peer mentorship program. Founded and led by fellow trans and non-binary students, the UBC Trans Mentorship Program partners students to provide a stronger support and resource network for trans, two-spirit, non-binary, genderqueer, gender diverse, and questioning students attending UBC Vancouver. This program aims to provide support, social opportunities, and enhance social well-being and community care through mentorship pairs, panel discussions, and casual social events. Applications for the fall semester are open until November 4th. Go to the link in their Instagram bio to apply, at PrideUBC. A second round of applications will be open in January for the spring semester. If you have any other questions, please contact them at transmentorship.van@equity.ubc.ca. You can also follow their Twitter page for updates about the program at UBC Trans.
Thank you.
I don't know what's happening. Let's see. Why did that stop playing? Okay. Well, anyways, I'm sorry about that. Never take a phone call when you're on the air, even when it's from a local bookstore that you really like. What happened there? Okay, well, we heard Curry a song by Curry called I Don't Want to Sing About Love. That goes out to my friend Andrew. He turned me on to that. Curry is from Abbotsford, and that's one of his new singles, and I know he has an EP out as well. Before that, we heard Lee Paradise from Toronto, a new collaborative album he has called And Co. And that was the song Cement featuring Scott Hardware. Before that, we heard Long Beach, California's Self-Improvement from their new EP, Visible Damage. That was the song Shapes. And at the top, Flex TMG with this week's hottest track, Burn This Town. Literally, figuratively, all-encompassingly, Flex is great. All right. I don't know what happened there, how much you heard, but Lucy Dacus is coming to town. Her album last year, Home Video, was my favorite album of the year. I think she is truly excellent. And so it's very exciting that she's finally making it to town. I think she had a show scheduled last year, but it got canceled. And so she'll be in town on Tuesday. I'm going to go with my pal Brenda, which is very exciting. And Lucy Dacus also has a new single out. And so we're going to hear the B-side. It's called It's Too Late. So let's give a listen to that. This is Lucy Dacus, and this is It's Too Late.
Stayed in bed all morning just to pass the time. There's something wrong here, there can be no denying. One of us is changing, or maybe we just stop trying. And it's too late. Stay together, don't you feel it too? Still, I'm glad for what we had and how I once loved you. But it's too late, baby, now it's too late. Though we really did try to make it, something inside.
Can't fake it. Oh no. It wasn't really in my plans. When you're around, I got arrhythmia. So in the end, I play pretend. You got the of a cool kid. But you should know I like it hot. But if there's really no denying what this is, then come on, let's give it a shot.
Bye.
All right. We just heard Salt from their new record, Today and Tomorrow. That was the song Run. And I'm playing some Mitski as well. This is Stay Soft from the recent record entitled Laurel Hell. And I just like the way that the two bass lines contrasted. They're pretty much the same, but it's nice to see where the different musicians take things. Salt just dropped 5 albums on our heads. They have a free download from their website to a zipped folder, and you need a password. And the password is all lowercase, one word, God is love. And you'll get a zipped folder with 5 new albums in it. So pretty cool. Thank you, Salt. Before that, we heard another band that just dropped a deluge of songs. Voice Actor has a new album out from called Sent From My Telephone, and it is 109 tracks. And they're not short tracks either. Some of them are, but not all of them. So they hail from Belgium, and there's a lot, much to consider, much to ponder there as well. Before that, we heard the new single from Hemlock Springs. That was the song Girlfriend. And at the top, Lucy Dacus with the B-side to her new Home Again single, and that song was It's Too Late. Montreal's Men I Trust are ramping up for a new album and tour, and they've been throwing out a few crumbs our way with a couple of singles. And I played one of their songs a couple weeks ago, and it's been a while since I've gotten that much feedback on how much people love that song. A few different people wrote to me, like, love that Men I Trust song. So I'm going to go back to that well and going to play their new single entitled Girl. So this is Montreal's Men I Trust. Here we go. Thank you.
Organize UBC wants to unionize student workers. Are you a research assistant, an academic assistant, or a work learn? For far too long, student workers have endured low wages, no job protection, and poor working conditions. Organize UBC is fighting back, and all they ask is for student workers to sign a card on their website so the union becomes certified. To sign a card and to find out more information, go to organizeubc.cupe.ca.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. Remember Pilate from the New Testament?
What's this Pilate? He fiddled well.
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show on Sunday.
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
Tired night. Fading light in the mirror behind your eyes. You and I, all the time, like a light in the infinite sky.
can't even pay your rent. Shit for years and years and years, but seems you haven't made a dent. All that dreaming you chased and showed his face, then came and went. Feels like I'm out here scuba diving with an anchor, while my people fighting demons and their cancers, trying to fix it, singing ballads, singing anthems. How I'm so clueless with the last name and song. Shorty get inspired. How about that? How about that? This time, shorty get inspired. How about that? How about that? This time, how he do that? Can't be sitting channel in a storm. You gotta move that. I've been busy breaking down the walls. I'm getting through that. Girl, this ain't my final curtain call. I bet you knew that. I can't be laying on my back.
I can't be laying on my what?
I hear them knocking on my door. But love ain't living here no more. Holding life, I gotta squeeze.
I gotta mother squeeze.
These lemons got me on my knees. They biting, they some fleas. I'm snapping, I ain't saying cheese. Shorty get inspired. How about that? How about that? This time, shorty get. Shorty get inspired. How about that?
We just heard Genesis Owusu from the new album, or the new single, Get Inspired. Before that, we heard Honey Harper with their single Tomorrow Never Comes, and at the top, Men I Trust with the song Girl. And that's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin' Donuts. Thanks so much for tuning in. Pardon the technical interruption in the middle. I'll be back next week. Until then, have a great week. Going to close out with a tribute to Rodney Graham, acclaimed visual artist and Vancouver arts community mainstay for many years, and he died last week. And although he was mostly known as a visual artist, he also had some music. He was a part of the influential no wave band U-Jerks, along with Jeff Wall and some other folks. And then he recorded under his own name in the last few years. So he was part of a great compilation called Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and he put out a song on that called How to Avoid Imbroglio. So we're going to close with that. Rest in peace, Rodney Graham, and take care, everyone. Bye.
Cause it's three gin and tonics in a row, and two or three more on the patio. You've got to know when not to let it show. Moon is high and the lights are low, and we've got time off for good behavior. Do yourself a favor, spare me all your bright ideas. You've got to know how to evolve.